Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Most people have already planted the garden. The soil has been worked, plants have been planted, and some might be harvesting. Just because the garden is started doesn't mean that everything is set in stone. Obviously, things like scouting and pest management are ongoing processes throughout the season. However, there is another process that helps garden productivity during the growing season. And it isn't pruning either. Fertilizer is often one of the first things to consider when preparing the earth and planting a garden. For annuals, it might not be thought of as a repeatable step. Perennials often get fertilization in waves, and some systems called fertigation will include fertilizer in the irrigation water. Fertigation is more common in commercial settings like greenhouses and farms. Apart from a sprinkle of slow-release fertilizer on top of or around plants, annuals might not be receiving the boost they need after planting. For ornamental annuals, things like flower beds, that slow-release fertilizer might be enough to keep them going until fall or winter. They might also receive some thinning, pruning, or deadheading to refresh them. For a vegetable garden, which is focused on harvests, a lot of nutrients are required and therefore added. Be careful not to overdo it, or the roots might get stunted or burned. Supplemental fertilizer is going to be an addition on top of nutrients present during planting. The initial levels can be based around the soil test and can come from chemical fertilizer, compost, or rich soil from cover crops and organic matter inclusions. Now, mid-season supplemental fertilizer is often going to be a chemical application, either as a top dress or a side dress. Top dressing is the self-explanatory sprinkle, water, and let it work its way down method. Side dressing is done by applying fertilizer along the length of a row of crops, usually in a trench or beside a raised berm, so that it can better reach the root system. Compost can be added to the garden after the fact, but it's often slower acting and might not have as great an impact in the later half of the growing season. A second round of fertilizer can be important for many crops like corn, potato, or any fruiting plants that produce well into fall, such as tomatoes, squashes, and other cucurbits. As these plants put on more fruit or continue growing, they need more nutrients. While that is usually one of the big three, nitrogen, phosphorus, and/or potassium, micronutrients can also be provided during the season. Fertilizer can contain both macro and micronutrients, but the micronutrients like zinc, iron, molybdenum, and manganese can also be found as foliar sprays. This spray can be applied to the foliage for plants that have micronutrient deficiencies. Just because the garden was prepared well doesn't mean the plants won't get hungry later. Feed those hungry crops for better yields, only if they need it. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.